Hi, my loves. This is Carla. I'm here officially introducing myself to this exciting new adventure that I'm launching very soon. And I've been doing a little bit of mental rehearsal of how am I going to introduce this beautiful creation and how and the why. I'm a hairstylist. Many of you who are going to start following me, I'm a hairstylist or hair artist over 18 years now. I'm a mom, and I decided to do this to show my loved ones and the new tribe who will be following me in this beautiful adventure of this creation, my podcast, Carla After Dark. And the name started from my friend. She, I was telling her, I was blocked of how I'm going to introduce this creation. And she says, girl, like, you work. Not like a 9-to-5. I have very comfortable hours because I create my time with my clients. And so when she said, and I asked her, why you say Carla After Dark? And then she goes, because you work and then you're going to do this after dark, which I thought it was amazing. I was like, oh shit. Yeah, you're right. I'm going to do this after dark. So, with that being said, the reason why I decided to create this and actually manifested with a beautiful team, and I will introduce them eventually throughout the podcast, and, God, the universe always aligns the right people at the right time. And I remember when 2020, it was such an intense year for all of us. And I realized that I myself was having a shift of my life. How this was created, I will tell you right now. I became a mom in 2015, and I was super excited. Was married at the time, and we were both fully joy for this new chapter for both. And having to deliver my son, it was that the goal. And I was creating stories in my mind how I wanted it to be. And then from there, because as a child, I remember a lot of things of what I experienced, and I didn't want him to experience. So I was already kind of creating stories even while I was pregnant. I didn't have the delivery what I wanted. I had a C-section, emergency C-section. And with that, it brings trauma. I didn't know that actually at the time I was going to go through a grief, and I grieved the old self. And what that means is that you understand when once you become a mother, it's not about you, it's about the child now. And so when I had those realizations, they were falling pretty heavy, but then at the same time I was feeling really lonely and feeling like this is a new world. It's like a rebirth for the mother as well. Nobody in my path or in my life ever shared that you were going to go through that when you have a child. So as a woman, I was super excited because now I'm going to become a mother. Yet when I had my child, it was a beautiful thing, yet it was so sad at the same time. And sometimes women bring shame into that story because they feel they shouldn't feel that. They should be super excited that they're becoming a mom. And that transition of my rebirth, because that's actually a rebirth. The old self no longer exists. You become a mom. That's a rebirth. You are a rebirth with the birth of your child. At the same time, you're giving life, you're dying. And so at the moment when I look back of those realizations, I had a lot of realizations of how much I felt so scared. And I didn't realize that, wow, wait, is this going to trigger me that I'm a parent? No, you're not thinking those things while you become a parent. You kind of just go as you go. And you're learning through the process of being a parent in that time. And so in my ideal world at the time in 2015, I wanted my mother to be there for me. Yet that was a time of having a rebirth. My mother was going through sickness. In that period of time, I had realizations as well of my awakening that I was going through a very, very dark time. And I didn't know I was actually slowly going to this rabbit hole of my death again, because I have those all the time. And it's very uncomfortable. And in my world, when I was in my 20s, I was so used to cope in so many ways. And I think many of you guys can relate. We tend to escape. We tend to run away, not face the situation or the discomfort. And it brings also a rejection of self. And because, why am I feeling this way? I should be feeling this. I should be happier. I should be this. And so many expectations are going through our head. And in the process of me trying to nourish and nurture my son, I needed to be nurtured and nourished. And I didn't know how to balance that. I wasn't guided. Nobody really is, unless you get wisdom from people that you probably had the blessing to go through that. And you were able and capable to have all the tools to go and overcome that. But for me, that was part of my story. And that is part of my story even now. And is a journey as I'm evolving as a human being and as a spirit being experiencing this human life. And my end of this, of that timeline, I face a documentary about ayahuasca. And that's actually my why, of why I'm here sharing this story with you guys. Because that actually what God, the universe, divine force, source, wanted me to watch it. I was breastfeeding at the time. I'm a night owl by nature. And I was, hey, what, let me watch this movie. And so I watched it. It was a very profound experience of what this person was sharing. And at the end of the whole thing, I was like, I want to go there. I want to go and have a treatment and have an ayahuasca experience. And I wasn't truly conscious what I was saying, but I was saying it because my inner self, my higher self, was guiding me already in that direction, not consciously. And somehow, fast forward, I bump into a friend that we found each other. She actually found me. You guys are going to see one episode. We talk about it. And she found me. We crossed words during COVID. And then from there, we exchanged information about our belief systems. And then from there on, we just became soul sisters. I realized that it was a setup. That's just how the universe does. He or she sets up everything at the right time. And COVID was the time that everybody needed to stop and observe and shift about things that need to change to ultimately keep evolving in your path. So we cross words, we exchange information. Then she messages me, hey, let's have coffee or tea. And we end up having a FaceTime kind of deal date, you know, drinking our drink. And which it's always nice to exchange information, which is a conversation that you're interested in because you're just like sipping that drink and you're just like enjoying the chat and realizing there was 2 hours later that, oh God, it's over. And she was telling me about ayahuasca in between. So that's what took our whole conversation spiral. And I was blown away because she asked me, do you know about ayahuasca or have you heard of it? And I'm like, my eyes just went big. I was like, what the? And in that moment, I wasn't thinking like, oh, I'm going to have ayahuasca's experience in 2020 during COVID. What she told me is that she went to have an experience of ayahuasca and she wanted that to happen here in our town. And I was like, no, this is not going to happen. And she's like, yeah, I have this guy who's a facilitator and he's here and he's willing to come. And we have a group of 16 and 20 people. And I was like, I'm there. I didn't even like question it. I said, I'm there. I normally am very cautious when it comes to anything that is considered a drug, consider that something that normally is not legal. Let's just say it like that. And when she said, yeah, we can sit up this day, and obviously we're all free because we're not allowed to be surrounded by no one. But this is our sacred ceremonies that I consider now, which the people that go there are meant to go there because their higher self basically guided them to that experience. From there on, my story goes on why I'm here now doing a podcast to share this story that I've evolved, I've healed, and I've forgiven, I've cried, I've extremely gone to the bottom of my face, facing the ground with Mother Earth and facing my darkest shadows, and be able to be courageous at the end. And how to face life as a human being is the diverse and the paradigm of everything, where that's when you're in gratitude. That's when you understand everything happens for a reason. With that, I also want to share that a lot of the topics are going to be based of what I've experienced and healing modalities, tools, and going to bring guests, talk about inner child, shadow work, facing your ego, how to do your own rituals when the morning of gratitudes. And we're going to talk about so many different topics, basically my experience that I've experienced through this healing path. I will bring about silly things too. I'm not even about like always being serious, because I am actually really a big kid, but I am in this experience of a human that I always will embrace the inner child, and I will be an adult. I will be responsible of my actions. I will be facing a lot of things throughout the podcast. So I'm aware that it's not going to be easy facing this camera all the time and facing you guys, to be always honest and raw. But that's the fun part about life. You get to play it. You get to play. You get to do all the fun things as well. Also cry. Also face the fears. One of the things I love to talk about, it's reparenting. Reparenting yourself. Be able to nurture yourself. I've learned that in my experience, I had to learn how to nurture myself, how to love myself through the darkest times as well. Releasing the negativity, how is actually facing it and actually embracing it with love and not rejecting it. That's a lot of the topics I will be bringing in place. But one of the things as well that I will discuss is also how we create illusions and stories, how to detach from the attachments that we create in our childhood. And that liberates your mind. That makes you so less judgmental, because I mean, judgment will come when you judge others. It's like judging yourself. It's a projection of a mirror. And so when I have faced a lot of the times in this journey, I laugh now. I'm like, fuck, I'm doing this because this is what I'm facing and I'm judging. And then you do the whole loop of stories in your mind. Then you realize, oh, I'm just a human. It's okay. You know, play. And I'm just grateful that now in this time, I'm able to feel more free to discuss these topics. Before, I think it's easy for all of us to fall in that shame mentality, too afraid what people are going to think, too afraid what the fuck any other opinions are out there about you. But that's just their stories. They will project those stories onto you because that's their reality, not yours. So with that, that liberates me to be facing this camera even more, because I'm really not going to care really what the opinions of people are going to have, because this is my story. And whoever resonates with my story, you will be directed to this podcast, to listen to it, to hear me out. And also, when my guests come, it's all about sharing stories that can resonate with your soul. I also wanted to share about my journey as I was healing in my awakening of 2018, to be honest. That was the year that I chose to work on myself again. In my early 20s, I was not diagnosed. I self-diagnosed myself, but I had read a book of codependency. And then I realized there in that time, that version of Carla, you come from a family that has trauma, but yet somehow you're affected as a child. Codependency is very common for people that didn't know how to express their feelings, and you end up being a people pleaser and you never really want to rock the boat. You're just kind of like, ugh. So you bypass a lot of your feelings, you invalidate your feelings and your thoughts and your opinions at times. And then there's times that you go to the extreme that you want to be heard, but then you become so toxic within that, that now you're not knowing how to express, but you're just expressing with a lot of anger. At this time of my journey in 2018, I'm now a mother and still married at the time, I realized I was having a lot of issues with just be able to be more bonded with my child. I wasn't disconnected from him. I just didn't know how to mother myself while I was mothering him. I wasn't getting the full effect of having that support system with my mom. That was the time when I was sharing. She was getting sick about her body. And at the time, we were all sharing time to take her to the hospital and the clinic, checking her vitals and so forth. As that journey goes on my path, 2020 is when they hit me hard, and that's when I decided to do ayahuasca. And from ayahuasca, then I discovered other methods. I started looking into plunges. I was doing a lot of breath work, a lot of meditation, a lot of inner child meditations, a lot of shadow work. I overwhelmed myself to the point that I needed just like, you know what, you need to stop and start integrating. Integrating means for me is that now everything that you've seen in a message, in a ceremonial way, you see visions, you see old timelines of yourself, you face a lot of your darkness. So a lot of those journeys with ayahuasca, you get to experience a lot of those darker and very fun experiences, but at the same time, it's a way to shake your emotions. It's to shake. I always explain it as it's a carpet, like you're a carpet, and then you haven't been dusted off for a long time. Ayahuasca does that. It shakes the fuck out of you. It just pow, and you just shook with so much that you just don't even know what to fucking think at the moment. But as that ceremony is happening, at the same time, you're purging a lot of your own hurt, a lot of your suffering, a lot of the illusions, a lot of your attachments. So one of the methods after that I hold on to more than anything, I'm connected with rapé. Rapé is a tobacco leaf that is pulverized. And so from there on, I've been attached to it in a healthy form. It's my, let's eradicate attachment. It's the tool that I use the most because I realized that one gets me aligned so quickly. If I feel blocked, if I feel that I'm out of balance, or I feel like I'm offbeat, I'm not flowing in my creativity, or I need to sit down and meditate or pray, I go to rapé. A lot of people call it japé. Rapé is from the Amazons. And so I'm kind of honoring just more like how they say it. I connect with it and much deeper. I silent my mind when my mind is overly cluttered. But now I am connecting myself a lot more with a lot of breath work and just taking cold showers. That's actually my highest, like my thing right now. One of the things I also include of my why I'm actually creating this, it's also the women who sit in my chair. I'm actually going to dedicate this to them because this is actually what motivated me, really pushed me to be able to discuss things that I already discussed with my clients. And then I was thinking one day, well, how are they going to know about me? You know, if I don't even put myself out there, right? So one of my clients told me, you know what, Carla, one of the things I appreciate, not just the fact that I do my hair with you, is that I can really be myself and I can share things that I normally don't share with anyone. And that hit me hard because that tells me they feel safe. One of the things that as human beings, it's important for us to feel safe with your lovers, your partners, with your siblings, your friendships, all your relations. And if you don't have that, then you can't be truly yourself. So then you hold back. So what I allow my, give them permission to be themselves in the chair and be who they are truly without hiding. And when they share stories about what they're going through or their thoughts, and one of the things, I don't hold judgment. My healing will show you in this podcast on the following ones that I will share is that I myself have to face a lot of my own judgments that I had for myself. And I look at them now with so much love. I don't even have, honestly, recently, I don't even have judgment. I haven't even critiqued myself. I'm like, before as a child, I'd be like, oh shit, I did that wrong. Oh, fuck. You know, then you're like really putting yourself down. And so you criticize yourself a lot and a lot of judgment. So what I myself had to face with my clients is that I'm now giving them that, that they can face their assumptions of themselves, the criticism of themselves, and then they can hear themselves speak. And I will repeat it at times, what they've said or what I've heard. And I don't judge it. It is what it is. That's just really my motto. Like, that's just the experience. That's just the thought. And the more we detach from the illusion, it's even better because you're not holding judgment on yourself or others. So those women that when they will tell me like, wow, I feel so much better. Not just the hair. They always say, it's not just the hair. It's the whole experience with you, Carla. And honestly, I am a fucking badass hairstylist. I am. But to be honest, I honestly come because they want to sit and listen. Or they want to vent. So yes, I will call it hair therapy, okay? So that's what it comes down to. Hairstylists become therapists. Your bartenders become your therapists too. But to be honest, that's a toxic form. For me, I'm just like, you're investing in a service with me, but you're going to get so blessed and so excited about your life after you leave. Because honestly, that's how I live my life. I'm excited every time. It's intentional. And I realize the times that are very dampy, they're very cloudy. That's okay. One of the things that I will share in one of my episodes about me when I had the experience of ayahuasca is that was actually my first lesson. And I will explain what's ayahuasca. But in short term, ayahuasca is just a medicine, a plant medicine from the Amazon. And it woke me so much. Like, I have to face the true self of me. And that was the realization. I realized that when people say, you already have everything you need and it's all within. I saw it. That was what threw me off. I was like, all these years, I was like holding this, holding that. And then when I talk to my clients, that's what I talk to them about. I tell them how exciting is life or how to shift the view of your life. Because honestly, God, the universe, always, always working for us, making it happen for us. It's nothing to, oh, how dare you change my plans. Is that's just the flow. And frequency and energy, that will be one of the hottest topics to explain to you guys, that that's our energy that we walk in a human form, energetic. That's one of our layers. So when people say, I'm a little drained or I'm a little tired, or I feel off, it's because their energy field is pretty much clogged up. Let me just put it like simple words. It's attached to a lot of shit. Let's just put it like that. Crap. And you have to clean your energy field almost like daily, if that makes sense. Take a fucking cold shower. Do breath work. You can do Palo Santo. There's so many methods that I'm going to talk about in tools, how to protect your energy and how to nurture and recharge yourself. And again, I'm grateful for all my clients that motivated me to actually be in this place where I can share myself, not just the people that come to my chair, but the people that can make it. And now then everybody's be able to express and experience me. I'm like, oh shit, that is Carla. That is actually who she is. So I want to thank you guys, and I want to wrap it up. If anything you want to do in life, it's just to trust the process and staying consistent with your life, staying present. And one of the medicines that I always stick with is that you have to trust your intuition. You are your medicine. Tú eres la medicina. And that's one of my favorite models. You are your own medicine, and you are your own superhero. Thank you guys. I love you. And I want to share this to many, many more people that can reach through this podcast. And if you can like, subscribe, share it, and always love yourself. Drink your fucking water. Drink whatever you like to drink, and always love yourself. Bye.